You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I'm beginning now a new series titled, I Am. And in this series, we're going to be exploring the powerful I Am declarations that Jesus made. And on this particular installment, I'll be looking at the phrase where Jesus said, I am the bread of life. In John chapter 6, verse number 35, Jesus makes this powerful statement. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Now, the day before Jesus made this powerful declaration, he actually performed the feeding of the 5,000. This was a miracle. No doubt, the people had now gathered around him so that they could be fed physically. And it is in this context that we find Jesus making this statement. So let's go now to John chapter 6, verse 22. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the far shore saw that the disciples had taken the only boat, and they realized Jesus had not gone with them. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. They found him on the other side of the lake and asked, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. They replied, We want to perform God's works too. What should we do? Jesus told them, This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent. They answered, Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us that bread every day. And right here he makes the statement. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I want to look at verse number 27 here for a moment. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. God has so much more for us than what we can see and experience in this world. As I said, the people who had gathered around the Lord gathered around him because they wanted to receive a physical feeding. They wanted to receive that physical bread. Their minds were on the temporary. Their minds were on the earthly. And Jesus tells them, I am the bread of heaven. I am the bread that came down from God. Now, bread, first and foremost, satisfies. I want to show you a verse found in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 7. A person who is full refuses honey, but even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. In other words, when you've been filled, you no longer hunger. But when you are hungry, anything will do. We become so distracted in our everyday lives. We become filled with entertainment. We become filled with accomplishments. We become filled with tasks and responsibilities. We become filled with the things of this world. And the things of this world may satisfy for a moment, but you'll just go hungry again. Jesus is the only one that brings true satisfaction. Only in Jesus do we find true and lasting satisfaction. Only in His presence are we truly filled. And when you're full of Jesus, you no longer hunger for the things of the world. You know, one of the greatest keys to overcoming sin and temptation is not willpower, though you should exercise your will to resist temptation. It's not necessarily following a step 1-2-3 program. The greatest way to resist sin is to be satisfied in Jesus. The greatest way to resist distraction is to be satisfied in Jesus. Think about it. What is this life? You eat, you sleep, you go to work, you go out, you may go to a restaurant, you spend time with friends, you have material things, phones, cars, clothes, gadgets. What is this world? What is this life? It's temporary. There really is nothing in this world that brings eternal satisfaction. This is partly why Jesus said, "I am the bread of heaven." He says that if you eat of this bread, you'll never go hungry again. This tells us that it is in Christ that we find ultimate satisfaction. Being satisfied in Him, we bring glory to Him. When we partake of Jesus, when we are satisfied in His presence, we are satisfied spiritually. We are satisfied emotionally. We are satisfied mentally. We are truly fulfilled completely in Him. He becomes our desire. Our hunger begins to intensify for Him. We gain an appetite for spiritual things rather than the things of this world. We become too full of Him to hunger for sinful things or worldly things. Now look at verse 32. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now He offers you the true bread from heaven." Now, the children of Israel, when they were wandering through the desert on their way to the promised land, were fed by God through divine means. It was a miracle. God sent manna from heaven. The children of Israel were allowed to take enough supply to feed themselves for that day. But they weren't allowed to save any for the next day, except for the day before the Sabbath, because they couldn't gather it on the Sabbath day. So God only allowed them to collect for 2 days the day before the Sabbath. But every day that He fed them, they were instructed to take only enough to be satisfied for the day. Now, I know I just said that in Jesus there is eternal satisfaction, but there is also an aspect to His nature that requires that we consistently partake of Him. Now, just as the children of Israel were only allowed to take a supply for the day, so you and I must partake of our daily bread. This is the second thing that bread does. Bread sustains. Jesus truly is that daily bread. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." So the Word became flesh and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. That's John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. John chapter 6, verse 58 says this, "I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna, but will live forever." Jesus is the full revelation of God. In Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He sustains you. Yesterday's revelation cannot sustain you through today's trials. Sure, you can remember a revelation, but in remembering that revelation and rehearsing it back to yourself, it actually becomes fresh for that day. When you face everyday trials, when you face everyday temptations, when you face life as we know it on a daily basis, you are sustained and strengthened spiritually as you journey through life by the presence of Jesus. In him you will find longevity. In him you will find consistency and faithfulness. If you fear that one day you might fall away, if you fear that one day you might make a sinful mistake again, if you fear that maybe you'll become inconsistent in your prayer, in your devotion to the Word, it is His presence, it is Him. He will sustain you if only you will partake of Him. I know far too many believers, I know of far too many believers who've become so tired in doing good, who've grown so weary in living righteously. And the reason we become weary along our spiritual journey is because we're not eating. We're not partaking of the bread of life. Only in Jesus do we find satisfaction. Only in Christ can we truly be sustained. He adds that strength to your spirit, man. He adds that strength to your ability to resist temptation. He adds that strength to the exercising of spiritual gifts and serving in ministry. When you try to do ministry, when you try to live holy, when you try to love as God loves without the strength that the bread of life brings, you'll grow tired, you'll burn out, and you'll fail every single time. But when you do these things that we ought to do, empowered and strengthened by the bread of life, you will never, ever, ever fail in strength. You will never, ever, ever grow tired. You will never, ever, ever lack spiritual vitality. We must partake of His presence through fellowship, through prayer, through the intake of His Word. We feed upon the presence of Jesus. Now, if you are one who struggles to maintain these things in your life, I ask you, what are you feeding yourself? If there is no appetite for the spiritual, it means that you're filling up on the carnal. So my challenge to you is simple. Stop looking for satisfaction in the world. Stop looking for satisfaction in people. Stop looking for satisfaction in accomplishments. There's nothing that can truly satisfy like the bread of heaven. And when you begin to truly find satisfaction in Him, you will have an appetite only for the things of God, and sinful desires, carnal desires, even desires of distraction will begin to fade into nothing. And as you partake of the bread of life, you will be satisfied. You will be sustained.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.